This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I recall reading about a woman who spent some time alone reflecting on her school years. She'd been quite happy at school until one day a teacher criticised her in front of the class. Yes, she felt humiliated and carried that experience throughout her lifetime. Now, I wonder how many of us have similar experiences to that criticism that we'll never forget. So I think a good question to ask is, how do I deal with criticism and why is it so hurtful? One morning, a mother asked her children if they'd like to pray, and promptly the little three-year-old began, "Dear Jesus," he said, "please help Sissy to stop sucking her thumb. Amen." And immediately Sissy started to pray, "And dear Lord, help my brother to stop reminding me." Criticism, yes, it begins at an early age, doesn't it? Have you criticised anybody? If you haven't, put your hand up. Well, I think we've all been criticised, and we have been the criticisers. And youngsters are not immune to criticism. Dale Carnegie said in his wonderful book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, any fool can criticise, condemn and complain. And he says it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving. I think it's generally true that most people don't like to be criticised. Parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, friends, co-workers. Well, we all sometimes offer some very unwelcome advice on what we think and what we think you should fix. You may be the one to volunteer your own views on what someone else needs to do to correct. As a matter of fact, some people might even enjoy doing this, pointing out the flaws and mistakes of others. So it's not often that we meet someone who enjoys that experience of being criticised. It's one thing to dish it out to others. It's another thing to take it, isn't it? So what I'd like to do today and again tomorrow is to explain there are two types of criticism. And this is fairly obvious. The first is when someone expresses their disapproval. And that's the type that can be most hurtful. If you've been on the receiving end of that, you know what I'm talking about. Parents, they might express their disapproval of their child's choice in career or who they want to marry or their lifestyle. People might criticise the way you dress or the way you act. Now, it can be a very unpleasant experience. And then there's the other part of this criticism. It involves pointing out your mistakes when someone actually does that. Now, no one's perfect, but many imperfect people seem to find it extremely easy to let us know when we mess up as if we don't realise it ourselves. And in those cases, we know a lot of what people are saying to us. And the fact that they're telling us what we already know, most of the time, that can be very annoying. It can also be painful if we didn't know. It's just embarrassing if someone does that. I think I want to say this, that you don't have to take criticism to heart. But what you can do is guard your heart and listen. Listen to what's being said to you. I know that you might like that person who is criticizing you or the tone or the way it's done, but try to separate the message from the messenger and take criticism for what it's worth. Don't let it drag you down or make you feel insecure, but use it to grow as a person and to improve the different areas of your life. Remember that some of it is hurtful, but some of it should be disregarded. It can drag you down. For example, in the Bible, Moses, we find this in the Old Testament. He didn't want to be a leader. He knew that he would have to pay the price of many things, but criticism would be one of them. In the end, God asked him and he agreed to lead a band of slaves and release them as God wanted him to do. So they'd been in Egypt a long time. Their lot had been really terrible. Their children had been massacred. They'd been driven in a terrible way. They had very cruel taskmasters. And so you would think that Moses would be praised for all that he did in the releasing of them. But on the contrary, we read, they said to him as they came out, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and we ate all the food we wanted. But you, Moses, brought us out here in this desert to starve us to death." Very ungrateful criticism. Let me take it a bit further tomorrow. Lord, we know what it's like to be hurt, but Lord, give us the grace and the strength to understand that sometimes there is truth in these things. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.